No, have a listen to this.
Line to shoot two. And he's good for one, closing that gap. And he's just doing what he wants to do. And again, second free throw. Good for two. Closing that gap. 63-70, Warriors lead. Coming up in 7 minutes left and a 7-point lead. Bowler. Bowler looking for a pass to Quigley. Owen Quigley. Put on Sullivan to Perkins. Perkins loses his dribble but gets it back. Bowler goes baseline. Excellent pass to Keane O'Sullivan. Back out. Jack DeBuytis for three and the buzzer. Daniel Jacobitis.
1 second in the shot clock. That was like the one Caelan Cairns made against Tralee.
There you go. That's a little bit of the National Cup semi-final where Tralee Garvey's Warriors set up a National Cup final date with Ballincollig by beating UCD Marion. They beat the same team in a last minute, last second thriller last weekend, which will be a brilliant game for them to get them ready for this weekend. This Saturday night's showdown with Ballincollig in the National Cup final. A huge crowd travelling from Tralee. It's a huge weekend for Kerry with the All-Ireland Club Senior Football Championship final with Dingle in action there against St Bridget's on the next day. But with me on the line to talk about this is Garvey's Tralee Warriors chairperson Terry O'Brien, Councillor Terry O'Brien. Terry, good morning to you. And listen, that man, that three-pointer, really, I mean, Daniel Jacobitis, unbelievable for Kerry for virtually all this season. And look, how are things shaping up ahead of Saturday?
Yeah, good morning, Jerry, and thank you for having us on. We're very nervous. I was laughing. I just left the team manager a while ago, and Connolly, and she's so nervous. I think she's actually playing. No, it's great. You know, there's a great buzz around the place. There's a mad scramble for tickets, and it's just fantastic. You know, and after last weekend, and hopefully us and Dingle will add to Kerry's joy this weekend. It's a good weekend. I listened to Botty's commentary there, and I was, put the hair standing in the back of my neck again for Saturday night. So we're looking forward to it. You know, it's 4 years since we were up there. So we're due it when the coaches, Kevin and John Dowling, are they're up for it. You know, it's great. We are the underdogs because they've beaten us this year in Cork, Ballincollig did. So we're the underdogs. But, you know, there was never a Kerry team that was bothered about going into any match being underdogs, Jerry, you know.
Yeah, and that's it. Look, it's what would you put it down to this season, this run in the cup to make it to the final? This team coming together, is it key players coming into form at the right time, or how did it work?
Yeah, 100%. You know, there was a few players left us last season, and we felt we were a team in transition, and we were, I suppose, blooding our younger players, and yeah, they've definitely turned up trumps for us. We're very happy the way it's went this season. We're mid-table in the league, so we knew we were thereabouts. There's always good fighting spirit with the Warriors, and it's worked out very well for us. I think, look, we're a club really only 10 years old. We're a newish club. We're an amalgamation of Magic and St Brendan's and Tralee, and it's worked out well. And look, truly, in our basketball in Tralee and basketball in Kerry is very, very strong. So, it's a good time to be there. Really, we're all ecstatic about the thought of this trip to Dublin. You know,
how many will be heading up? Do you think, Terry, or does it depend on tickets?
It depends on, we got an allocation of 300 to 400. They were gone straight away, so we don't know. We have no idea what the story is above there. So. I know the St. Brendan's boys have a team there earlier in the day, so we wish them well. And obviously, our sponsor, Garvey's, had a big link with Dingle. So I think some people are making a weekend. They bet they're going up Saturday for the match Saturday night and heading to Croker on Sunday. So obviously, the Warriors have to wish the Dingle boys well, because we share Jim Garvey between us. You know, the Garvey group are good to us. So I met with Jim Garvey at a press launch on Tuesday night. They said, Jim, I have a question for you. And I stood the whole basketball team in front of me. I said, what's more important, you know, is it Saturday night or is it Sunday? So I didn't get a straight answer, no, I'll be honest with you, but an embarrassed Jim Garvey. But no, look, we're very, very happy with what's going on with us in Tralee, and the support we're getting from Tralee and the sponsor from Tralee is fantastic, really. It makes it all happen, you know.
Yeah, Terry, you mentioned, look, that you're Ballincollig your favourites. Look, they're top of the table, level in points with Belfast. They're battling it out for the Men's Super League title this year. They're obviously in the final against Shee, but, you know, cup competitions are different. Would you be hopeful?
I'll be very hopeful. 2 years ago, they stole the semi-final off us below Neptune in the last second. They got a very, very lucky basket. So I think our players might be carrying that into the game with them to remember that. But we'll play it. Look, I'm sure Coach Dowling and his staff have got the lads primed, and I don't need to be telling them what to do. I know. I believe Kieran Donnie was seen in the training room last two nights ago, and they were kicking walls and shouting and roaring at each other. So no better man to drive a team on than Kieran Donnelly. Yeah. But look, we're all there. We're all there as a unit, and we're there for each other. And look, win or lose, it's been a huge success for us to get back to the live TV and to get us on, you know, a cup final again this year. We're ecstatic, to be honest, Jerry.
Brilliant stuff. Terry, listen, great stuff. Good luck with it and look ahead of the weekend. That's Terry O'Brien there, of the chairperson of Garvey's Warriors in Tralee. That game live on Radio Kerry Sport, and all the build-up live from really today and to tomorrow and to Friday, Saturday and Sunday. A brilliant weekend of sport coming up on Radio Kerry. So keep it tuned in that.